The Guardian. Now, be it drunken yobbishness, traffic jams, the Queen, or unreliable public transport, being British means different things to different people. School children should start pledging allegiance to the Queen. That's what the former Attorney General, Lord Goldsmith, believes in his review on British citizenship. One of his more popular recommendations is the idea we should have a new public holiday. Earlier, I spoke to Professor A.C. Grayling, who's written several articles on the subject. I asked him whether the concept of Britishness has any meaning.
Well, I think we live in a new world now in which almost all large countries like our own have got very, very diverse populations, lots of different ethnicities, lots of different cultural backgrounds, lots of different religions. And it's natural enough to want to find something that will do the work of making our communities more cohesive. But trying to impose a citizenship identity, which goes beyond just sharing a passport and having the same kinds of legal and political rights, is, I think, rather doomed, given the way that our modern societies are so diverse and so sort of deracinated, the way that people move around a lot, and the fact that we belong to much larger polities now, like the European Union, like Western civilization in general. It might be much, much better to encourage people to think of themselves as cosmopolitans who sign up for a set of values which are not specifically British or French or German or American, but which are shared by all those countries. People can choose different sorts of lives for themselves according to their talents for living good lives without feeling that they have to conform to something which is peculiarly British or peculiarly French or American. And that's something that we share in common with everybody in the liberal democracies of the West. That's the thing that we should be focusing on.
How do you think we recognise characteristics of Britishness?
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I don't quite see how we do, because after all, Britishness encompasses everything from the southeast of England to the north of Scotland and to the Northern Ireland, Wales. There are lots of different communities, lots of different local identities. They express themselves in different ways, different histories, different accents. You get a lot of regional rivalries.
It's been suggested that children should swear allegiance to the Queen in order to prove their Britishness. What do you think of that idea?
Well, this is a rip-off of the American thing about swearing allegiance to the flag every morning at school, which in secular, officially, constitutionally secular America took the place of a common act of worship. Of course, right back in history, right back to Roman times and before, some sort of communal observance that would make people feel that they belonged to a tribe, a clan, a city, a people, was regarded as a very important bonding activity. And so that survived into the present. Now, getting people to pledge allegiance to the Queen, as they do, I think, in the armed services and so on, is asking rather a lot, really, of people who have multiple loyalties. I mean, quite legitimately. So it might be that their family comes from India, but they live here in Britain and work here. And so they feel, as much supporters of England cricket when they're playing Australia, say, as they do feel themselves supporters of Indian cricket when India's playing England. And that's fine.
Do you think that Britain has a particular problem with its identity?
Well, yes, because, I mean, Britain is, in fact, of course, an empire. It's an empire of the South English and the North English and the West English and the Welsh and the two kinds of Scots and part of the Irish. It's a complex of a number of different, in fact, nationalities which have been welded together by history and indeed by conquest in the past. And there was a time in the 19th century, especially at the very height of the British Empire, where because of the great successes of Britain and because of the very large footprint that everything British had on the world at large, lots of people could feel that there was something to sign up to, a sort of project. But the project wasn't being British. The project was spreading British values and the Mother of Parliament's ideal and all those sorts of things to the world at large and, of course, making a lot of money out of it in the process. But nowadays, I think we do very much better if, instead of thinking of ourselves as Welsh or Scottish or English, I mean, all those sort of nationalisms are very divisive and fragmenting. We should not even think of ourselves as British, but think of ourselves as Europeans or Westerners, or better still, citizens of the world.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.